We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Talking right now. You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I listen to y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now, it's the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sip. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all's show, man. I know really? You gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Break the fuck out.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
And you're listening to the last days of the Breakfast Club as you know it.
That's your sweeper?
Gotta make more sound effects.
All right.
Gotta make more sound effects.
How was everybody's week?
Takes too long around here. Weekend was great, man. This weekend, August 14th, was Charlamagne Tha God Day in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, and North Charleston, South Carolina. So, you know, spent the weekend doing what I love to do around this time of year, which is my annual backpack and school supply giveaway and fish fry. And it was a great event. Salute to Berkeley High School in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, for hosting me again this year. Always feels good to do stuff like that at a school I got kicked out of.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Milk. Yes. Congratulations. Did you go down there?
No, I wasn't down there.
Oh, okay.
But.
Yeah, shout out to you. Congratulations to you.
Yes.
And shout out to everybody out in South Carolina. We do the same thing. We actually do it this weekend. We make it a little fun. We do a rally. So, you know, I have my car show. So we get about 80, 90 of us. And we drive from New York City to Atlantic City. Everybody puts some money in. And then we usually donate about 8,000 to 9,000 backpacks. So we do each borough, Connecticut. We do Jersey. We do Philly. Shout out to PCNY, Wayne. And we just, you know, try to help as much as we can. So that is this Saturday. We rally to the car show. And if you want more information, you can just DM me and I'll give you guys some information. Shout out to everybody in Charlotte, too. I was out in Charlotte with Louis V.
704.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The foe, Queen City.
Shout out to Louis V.
Had a lot of fun out in Charlotte. What you do this weekend, Yeezy?
You know, I was in Martha's Vineyard. I came back. What else did I do? Oh, I had to do an interview on Saturday. It was a long one, too.
Job interview?
No, it was like an interview.
I think she has a few.
I think she has a job.
Yeah, I think I have a job. But I guess that'll be out next month sometime. So shout out to Noah Callahan-Bever who did the interview.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get this show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. He did an interview where he apologized to, quote, all of the women that I have impacted in this situation, all the women who have accused him of sexual misconduct.
All right. We'll get into that next.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years,
Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Breakfast Club, good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. I see NFL preseason is back.
Yes, indeed.
I haven't watched any games, but I've been seeing it all over the television.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know they had preseason this weekend. I saw it this morning when I saw that my Cowboys lost 17-7 in the preseason. I was like, damn, I feel like the preseason's starting early, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. For the first time ever, he has publicly apologized to the women who are accusing him of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. This interview took place during the Browns pregame show, and it aired on Cleveland News 5.
I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back. But I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward. But also, the biggest thing is I want to continue counseling, and I want to make sure that I'm growing as a person, as an individual, for my decision making on and off the field. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm just evolving in the community as much as possible. And that's for the Cleveland community, that's the NFL community, and beyond.
Now, what is he apologizing for exactly? Because he hasn't been accused of any crimes, and as far as I know, he hasn't admitted to anything. So what was he apologizing for?
Well, it was his actions during massage sessions, and he said he had no regrets about his actions, and he did admit that he regretted the impact the allegations had on the people around him, but now he's apologizing and saying that he's going to grow and learn.
So was he admitting he did something wrong in those massage sessions?
That's what doesn't sound like it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm wondering what he's apologizing for.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's 25 lawsuits against him. And so,
but he's always said there's no merit to it.
He did reach settlements with 30 women who made claims that were prepared to make them against the NFL. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what those, some people would tell you a settlement might mean. You just want it to go away. It might be an admission of guilt to some people. Who knows?
Well, that's what I mean. Don't you got to admit your guilt before you apologize?
I think part of the problem that he was having, too, because, you know, he has a 6-game suspension and the NFL was looking for a tougher punishment against him. But part of it is that he had no remorse. And so the judge did say that an aggravating factor in her decision to suspend him for 6 games was his lack of remorse.
Mm.
So we don't know if this is something genuine. We don't know if this is strategic because of your lack of remorse.
Oh,
previously.
So like when your mama tell you to apologize, you really don't want to apologize, but you got to apologize,
yeah.
So you just apologize?
The NFL also has no precedent for this, though. Because when you go back to somebody like Ben Roethlisberger, he was accused of rape twice. And on his second time being accused, he got suspended for 6 games. Mm-hmm. So it's just like,
looking at precedents and saying this is...
That's what I'm saying, there's no precedent for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, he has settled or agreed to settle all but one of the lawsuits which remains pending. So in July, like we said, they reached settlements with 30 women who made claims or were prepared to make them against the NFL. And that is for alleged enabling of his behavior. So, you know, I don't know if we look at this as an admission of guilt, but he did say to all of the women that I have impacted in this situation. So that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Let us know how your weekend was, what you did. Was it great? Was it not? Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Shanice from Dane. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Shanice from Dane.
Good morning.
Angelique, I just wanted to say I'm very proud of you. Congratulations on your new radio show you're about to come out with.
Thank you.
I'm looking for big things for you. I want to give a special shout out to myself. You know, I turned 29, y'all. Finally,
happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. I tried to get on here on Friday because originally my birthday was on Friday, but I couldn't, you know. But I made it. I'm here. I'm blessed. And today I go do something major. I go get my house keys from my house. So it's just blessings after blessings. So I wanted to give
blessings
a special
blessings.
To myself.
So today's your birthday, and you got a new crib.
And I got a new crib.
Congratulations.
So, no, that's right, girl.
Thank you. Love you guys. And I thank you for letting me get on here. Shout out to my fiance, too.
Okay, mom. And you got a fiance. You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Jesus Christ. You can tell you born in the 1900s. Jesus Christ. You go, girl.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Jay. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Jay.
And I wanted to give it up my chest this morning. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
I'm super duper excited for you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to also say that I'm even more happy that you're getting it. And now Charlamagne and Envy won't be cutting you up every time you're doing your segments and stuff, you know? Because I'd be waiting for you to finish. And here they come talking about other stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, because it's not like that's not our job to talk.
Well, I know, but y'all be cutting her off, though. Y'all forever cutting her off every single time. All the time. But then, Envy, I wanted to get off my chest with you. How come y'all don't never play the new DJ Khaled and Baby?
I know you tripping. That's all iHeartRadio does is play the new Khaled and Baby and Drake. What are you talking about?
They
play
in Atlanta. I promise you, here in Atlanta, I don't hear that from the day the song came out, and y'all played it all day long. I ain't never heard it again.
That should tell you about the record. You can't force people to like something that they don't like.
Oh, that sucks.
And if you do like it, you do like it. That's why you got Tidal and Apple and everything else.
I know, but I listen to y'all all day. That's the only station I listen to now.
I'm sure they'll add it soon, Mama. I'm sure.
I'm shocked that it's not already added.
They'll add it soon, Mama.
I don't know if it's me or her phone sound a little.
And see, we should have been cut you off. We should have been interrupted you while you was talking a long time ago because of the way your phone sounds.
Hello, who's this?
It's Essie.
Get it off your chest, Mama.
Alrighty. So basically, I'm going into work this morning, and I go in, and I have a customer come to me. So she goes in, she grabs two bags of candy. She wants to pay for it. She doesn't have no money. So I tell her, go to the side, because I have other customers. So she goes to the side, then she goes outside. She goes for an hour, and she sits there. And then I'm looking, because the lady's sitting there dozing off, not me minding, not paying no mind to it. So I go out there the next 30 minutes later. The woman's passed out on the ground from an opioid overdose.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't see that twist coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that one
coming. That was a good twist, man.
That was crazy.
I'm sorry you had to live through that.
Oh, no. Yeah, the ambulance was there. The police was there. It was just a big old scene.
How'd
it
end?
And it all
How's he doing now? How's she doing?
I don't really know how she's doing, but we're going to call and make sure that she's doing fine. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mom. I'm sorry you had to go through that again.
No, that's fine. I'm just hoping that she's okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you too.
Damn it. Hello, who's this?
Renee.
And who house you leaving now that you shouldn't have been at? How about you need to stop doing this?
Listen, I was actually being good this weekend. What I need to get off my chest, I have to ask everyone on the morning crew, is there anything wrong with being friends with your ex?
No. I don't think so.
Well, I got to know about what the situation is now.
What happened, though?
No. Are you in a relationship now? Are you married?
No. Happily single, trying to work on myself.
Okay.
I've been friends with my ex. We were together for 10 years. We have kids involved, so we continue to still be friends. His new girlfriend decided to go through his cell phone and get upset because we are still friends.
Well, what did she see in there? Like, when you say friends, what kind of messages?
I messaged him like, hey, how you doing? How's the kids doing? You know, it was nice talking to you the other day. Or, hey, you know, because our kids are going to college, you know, we got seniors, you know, and hey, if baby girl needs anything for college, you know, have her call me.
Okay, so nothing weird, like, I love you, I miss you.
No, heck no. It's better to be single and just friends because I couldn't stand him as a boyfriend.
Right. You don't even want him back.
Off as friends.
Well, it's really not your problem. He's got to handle that then. As long as you're not doing anything that's out of bounds and y'all got kids together, you know, he's going to have to handle that, not you.
Man, stop texting that woman boyfriend.
Okay, listen, like I told her before, you are a placeholder for me.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
Now the truth comes
out. Stop texting that woman boyfriend
now. Now the truth comes out.
No.
That's why she don't like you.
Exactly.
She doesn't like me because of the simple fact is, no, we don't have any biological kids together, but if you've been in some kids' life for 10 years,
You know what I'm saying?
Ma'am, leave that woman boyfriend alone, ma'am.
Oh, like I told her, if I wanted him, I'd have him again.
Well, wow. This is why she don't like that's you. That's why you didn't say you told her that.
Okay, well, see, listen. You know what, Angela? I cannot wait till you get your own show because you bring out everything. But see, the men, they always go, you know, side with the men and stuff.
I'm like, not siding with the men. I'm just telling you that you, I can hear it. As soon as you told the story, I'm like, it's simple. Leave that woman boyfriend alone because you wouldn't want nobody doing that to your boyfriend.
Yeah, you didn't tell us that you said I could have him anytime I want him. You a placeholder
for me. I can
hear
it. I can hear it in her voice.
No, listen, I can be a petty person, but the thing is, legitly, We have kids. I've been in his kid's life for 10 years like he was.
I definitely don't want you texting my boyfriend now that I done heard you on The Breakfast Club and heard what you really about, okay?
So leave Charlamagne's boyfriend alone.
Leave that woman's boyfriend alone.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Did she hung up on us?
Yeah, because you're telling her the truth. Nobody want to hear the truth. You want to give us some BS, generic nothing, then she'll take that. But when you tell them the truth, you want
to
run.
I wish somebody would speak to me like that about my boyfriend, and I'd be okay with it.
What? Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about this. I wish every 19-year-old girl would come home from college and that gift, instead of buying them jewelry or a vacation, is that their parents would take them to freeze their eggs. We'll tell you who had that to say.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Mindy Kaling, in an interview with Marie Claire's recent wellness-themed issue magazine, talked about freezing your eggs. She said, I waited until I had the means, and that made all the difference. The choice to have a child by yourself on your own terms, it was the best part of my life. She also says, I wish every 19-year-old girl would come home from college and that the gift, instead of buying them jewelry or a vacation or whatever, is that their parents would take them to freeze their eggs. They could do that once and have all these eggs for them for their futures to focus in your 20s and 30s on your career and, yes, love, but to know that when you're emotionally ready and if you don't have a partner, you can still have children.
Expensive process, though. It's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap at all, but I
agree. I think it is tough on your body, too.
To what?
For some people, to freeze your eggs.
Yeah, I mean, I would advise anybody to, just in case, because sometimes when you get, you know, a little older and you want to have babies, sometimes you don't have as many eggs, as many good eggs.
Really?
Yes.
What else?
No, that's it.
Yeah, but it's a good conversation to have, because I think sometimes you also don't even think of that or know about that as an option. So I think it's something that people should discuss a lot earlier. I know during the pandemic, a lot of my friends froze their eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of homegirls who did that. And Kendra G did that. And Angela Rye did that. They've been open about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but I think when we were younger, it wasn't even a conversation.
Not a conversation at all. Didn't even know you can do that.
It is a good thing to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Cardi B is showing off her hair care routine. And she said the secret, if you guys saw her long, thick hair, is that she uses onions. She said, my last two washes, I've been boiling onions and using the water to wash my hair. She said it's something that she used to do 6 years ago when I started my healthy hair growth journey. She said, I stopped because I got really lazy. And she also said it is odorless and it's been giving a shine to her hair.
Now, you got to prove to me it's odorless now, because all I feel is musty when you say you wash your hair with onions. Especially in the summertime. You step out after washing your hair with onions, people be like, did you leave your deodorant at home?
Yeah, maybe after that, too, you also use shampoo to wash the smell out. Who knows? But she said it's odorless. Now, doctors have said that while it's not a medically approved treatment and it should not be used as a replacement, it does have its benefits.
Are we sure it won't
work for all forms of hair loss, but you could try it.
Are we sure our good sister Cardi don't have COVID? Because I don't believe that washing your hair with onions would be odorless. There ain't no such thing as odorless onions.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never tried it.
And you'll never try it.
What? I just know it ain't no such thing as odorless onions. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Safari was trending over the weekend after an alleged sex tape of him and his rumored-to-be girlfriend, Kimbella Matos, not that Kimbella, but a different Kimbella, surfaced on the internet. And Safari went on Twitter on Friday and said, I am taking full legal and criminal action. The person who did that is going to pay, and I'm not letting up either, not letting this one slide. This is a cyber crime, and I am pressing full charges. I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to see the alleged sex tape.
No, I didn't see.
You didn't go even know why we call those sex tapes anymore. Just like I don't know why we still say mixtape. Like, it's got to be a new term we can come up with for that kind of content.
What do you want to call it?
I don't know, because it ain't on no tape no more. I know that much.
Sex file?
Something. Sex file. I don't know.
All right, now Mariah Carey's house in Atlanta was burglarized while she was on vacation. According to Page Six, while she was vacationing in both Capri, Italy, and in a $20 million mansion in the Hamptons, her Atlanta house was robbed. Police have confirmed the break-in, but they said it's still an open investigation, so information may be limited. It's unknown what was taken. Mariah Carey's reps did not respond to requests for comment.
You figure Mariah have all types of security in her cribs, right?
Yeah. And a lot of times, that's why you're like, this had to be an inside job when something like that happens. All right, and Yvonne Orji, congratulations to her. She has been tapped to star in Netflix's upcoming drama, Stronger. Now, according to Deadline, she'll also executive produce it. And it was created and written by Sheldon Turner. Stronger is a woman empowerment series that follows the life of Toni Winslow, that's played by Yvonne Orji. Winslow becomes obsessed with bodybuilding and begins to explore the thin line between self-empowerment from self-destruction. As she struggles with who she wants to be, she undergoes a physical and emotional transformation.
Okay, dropping the clues bombs for Yvonne Orji. I mean, Yvonne about to get diesel on us.
I know.
She about to get swole on us.
All right, Nicki Minaj has made Spotify history with her new single, Super Freaky Girl. According to chart data, that track made more than 3 million first-day streams and also became the top new entry on the Spotify Global Chart, debuting at number 13. It's also the biggest debut for a solo female rap song in Spotify history.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I haven't heard it yet.
Never heard
Nicki.
I think the record's
dope.
Yeah,
with the Rick James
it's
sample.
Dope.
I feel like, didn't we play it on Friday?
We played a snippet of it.
Yeah, we played a snippet of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and we'll talk about the brother of a former NFL player is wanted in connection to a shooting that broke out during an argument at a youth football game in Texas.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. Set cell phone reminders or place something you'll need in the back seat so you don't forget your child is in the car. Look for your baby before you lock.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years,
Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Paid for by NHTSA.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
All right. Well, let's start with the brother of ex-NFL player, Aqib Talib. His name is Yaqib Talib. He has been identified as a suspect in a shooting that happened Saturday evening at Lancaster Community Park in southeast Dallas County. Gunfire erupted, and this was all during an argument between opposing coaches and the officiating crew. It all ended up turning physical at a youth football game, and one coach has died, unfortunately. That coach has been identified as Mike Hickman in local reports.
That is so sad. I mean, nothing should ever be that serious at a youth football game, a youth football league. I mean, you think about it. These leagues are created so kids can stay off the street, so they have something to do, so they can have training and learn the right way to play any type of game, whether it's tennis, football, basketball, baseball, or whatever that sport may be. But that should never happen.
Well, and also,
especially in front of those kids.
And also they got to learn the right temperament as human beings.
Correct.
You know, maybe there was more to the situation than just, you know, an argument on the youth football field.
Now, Lancaster City spokesperson Scott Finley said authorities believe that Yaqib Talib, who's Aqib Talib's brother, was a suspected
shooter.
Y'all
got some names on y'all.
Mm-hmm. And an attorney for Aqib Talib told TMZ that Aqib was present when this unfortunate incident occurred and is very distraught and devastated over this terrible loss of life. He would like to convey his condolences to the family of the victim and to everyone who witnessed this unfortunate tragedy.
That's horrible. It was just it was an argument over the game?
That's what it seemed like.
There's video
over the game
of the whole thing that's out.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. As soon as I see people say fatally and then they post videos, I don't watch
it. Well,
those.
You can't see anybody get shot. You just see everybody fighting and running around and you hear the gunshots and everybody take off. You don't see anything, but it's sad. I mean, nothing should go that far in a youth football game.
And where was
youth
it?
Football league.
What state was it?
Texas.
This was in Texas.
So it might, it's possible it could be staying your ground depending on, you know, how the situation went down.
All right, now three people were injured in a shooting in the parking lot of a Six Flags Great Adventure Amusement Park. This was in Illinois at around 8 p.m.
Goodness gracious.
The police responded to multiple 911 calls. A 17-year-old male and 19-year-old female were brought to a hospital with non-life-threatening leg injuries. A third person had a shoulder injury and declined to go to the hospital. They said it was not a random act. It appeared to be a targeted incident that occurred outside the park.
Man.
And a dog belonging to a gay French couple has contracted monkeypox after sharing the bed with the couple. So the Parisian men, who are aged 44 and 27, are believed to have contracted the virus after having sexual contact with other guys during their non-monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. The couple said they then noticed that their Italian greyhound, had developed these bumps on its stomach. And a PCR test on the animal later confirmed that it did have the virus. The dog did share a bed with the two men and perhaps licked one or both of them before licking himself.
That is hilarious. Y'all can sit here and try to act like that's not funny all y'all want, but there is some comedy within that whole situation right there. Okay? That is hilarious. You hear me?
That dog
is, I don't even believe you, to be honest with you. You need to cite your sources. I don't believe that's a real story.
It's in the New York Post.
I believe this is rumor report right now, okay? You're not going to make me believe that a Dalmatian that was a
Italian
Dalmatian...
Greyhound.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. An Italian greyhound that belonged to a gay couple got monkeypox because they laid in the bed with the gay couple. I don't believe this. I believe this is propaganda, and I believe this is people just trying to continue to spread stigma around monkeypox and gay people.
Why you say that?
Because this sounds so crazy.
It does.
Right?
That
this
dog,
sounds
that
like something
off,
that Key and Peele would write in a sketch. This sounds like something Chappelle would write in a sketch.
It does.
This sounds like something from In Living Color back in the day. This don't even sound real.
Well, if you have monkeypox, stay away from your pets, is the moral of the story here.
All right.
I don't believe you. Let me go look it up. I don't believe this. Was it? What was it? Italian Greyhound?
Italian Greyhound, bro.
Mm-hmm. This happened in Paris.
All right. So you got Fushy?
Yes, that's your front page news.
All right. Now, Donald Trump, wasn't Donald Trump all wilding about bring the paperwork that I took back to my property?
Well, they put out the search warrants, and in the search warrants, the feds feel like, you know, he committed espionage. So it's violation of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and criminal handling of government records.
He took some paperwork he wasn't supposed to have, and now he says bring that
classified
paperwork back.
Documents.
The fact he's not in jail lets you know that they don't want to arrest Donald Trump.
But how does he ask for the paperwork back?
Let me tell you something. Donald Trump has shown us how you can use white privilege to the fullest. None of these institutions were ever designed to punish whiteness, and Trump has exposed that in a way that we've never, ever seen. Not to mention the 13 times Robert Mueller pointed out he may have obstructed justice back during the Mueller report. Folks forgot about that. But the moral of the story is they don't want to arrest Donald Trump because they don't even know how to. They have no idea how to punish this level of white privilege. They don't know.
That's like you take a drug dealer's crack and he'd be like, you know, bring my crack back. I need that back in the house.
Listen, violation of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and criminal handling of government records. And he's not in jail?
Nope.
Come on, man. Come on.
All right. Well,
some people said that he maybe had been trying to sell those documents.
Yo, he's the wild.
And it's the feds, and he's not in jail. They have no idea how to punish this level of whiteness.
Now, Trump's lawyer is saying that these documents was not classified material. They were
because
no
he declassified.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
It's like, come on.
Gotta love it.
Once again, none of these institutions were ever designed to punish whiteness, and Trump has exposed that in a way that we've never, ever seen.
All right.
Well, he's begging to go to jail. He's begging to be arrested, and they won't do it.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were just talking about the youth football game where one of the coaches were killed on the field. Now, these football games, these baseball games, these basketball games, these soccer games, all these meets and track meets and swimming meets, they all get crazy.
All these meets. Right? All these meets, huh, Envy?
800-585-1051. We're just asking.
We say all these meets get crazy.
What's the craziest thing you've seen at a youth
Cliffy
game?
Gobbler over here.
800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you've seen in a youth game? Maybe a kid plays
don't change
basketball.
It now.
Maybe he plays football. Maybe tennis. Maybe swimming. What's the craziest
What's
thing?
What's the craziest thing you've seen at a meet? The craziest meet you've seen.
All right.
That's what you said.
I heard you. It's the craziest meet you've seen, huh? This guy's crazy.
I'm crazy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a youth game? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about the tragic thing that happened out in Texas. You want to break down what happened, Yeezy?
Yes, this happened in Dallas, and there was a youth football game, and a coach was actually killed. One man was shot and rushed to a local hospital. He did not survive. That was Coach Mike Hickman.
Yeah, so we're asking 800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a youth game? Of course, my infamous argument with Chris Rock when Chris Rock's daughter was playing on an opposing team and I was coaching, me and him were going back and forth at each other.
He slapped you.
He definitely did slap me. But we did.
But it didn't get physical.
No, it didn't get physical. We you know, threw nasty, you know, lines at each other, but that was it. And then another time when my son was playing basketball, I jumped on a court one time, argued with the ref. It was just stupid. Kid kept elbowing my son, so I told my kid if he does it again and the ref don't call it, elbow him back. My son elbowed him back, and then the ref called the tech on my son and not the other kid. And, you know, I thought it was a black-white situation, so I hopped on the court, and I was, you know, being a wild dad. That's the craziest thing. My son also played for Newark. He played for the Brick City Lions. Shout out to the Brick City Lions. And those parents don't take no ish from nobody. They're ready for war and drama whenever. You disrespect them, you disrespect their town.
You feel like you're getting worked up again.
Yeah, nah, it is. Like, I love I can't wait for Jackson to start playing so I can put him in Brick City Lions. But I love it. Like,
I haven't had any of those situations. My daughter only ran track for like a year or two. So nothing crazy ever happened to any of her.
You mean at the cheer events? Y'all didn't get busy?
The cheer events don't be having no kind
joking.
Of problems.
I'm just joking.
Cheer events be cool because the cheer events are so organized. So it's not even like that kind of competition. The competition at the cheer events is your team performs, the next team performs, correct, and then they announce the winner at the end. It's not like, you know, they going head to head like a track meet or anything like that.
What about you, Yee?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I've been at any type of youth games.
Even when you were youth, you played basketball.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. We didn't have no issues like that. We were lucky if people showed up to the game.
Damn it, man. Your team must have sucked. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Envy? What up, Charlamagne? It's Rick.
Rick, what Rick? Up? What's happening, King?
Talk to us. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a youth game?
Yo, so crazy thing. I used to coach youth soccer, like teenage kids up to like 16 years old. And there was a bunch of Jamaican kids that I was coaching. And we went to a tournament out in Long Island. And one of the parents said a racial slur when we got in. So when we started playing, we washed them up. When we washed them up, we went to the parking lot, and the parent pulled a gun on one of my players.
Wow. Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
where
was, man.
Where were they from?
Where were we from?
Yeah,
we
what town? Brooklyn. Brooklyn. And where were they from?
Levittown. We were out in Levittown.
Levittown, okay.
Yeah. And we went out there, and one of the parents said, oh, they brought the circus. And they said something like that when we got there. So when we were playing, then we didn't have no mercy. And we washed them up like night. We beat them really bad. And when we got out to the parking lot, one of the parents put a gun to one of my players. And we were all young, because I was a young coach too at the time. I was like in my early 20s. And the players were like in their 13, 14-year-old kids.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Now, that's crazy. You know, even when, actually, I'm thinking about it now. My son played for a 7-7. He played for a Philly team. And they were out in Texas. And they damn near got into it with a team from, I don't know if they, the team was from Texas or if the team was from L.A. And it gets nasty. It gets to the point where, like, you know, parents are running on, like, kids are running on the field breaking up arguments with parents. Like, it gets really nasty. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's Craig.
Craig, what up, Craig?
Man, let me tell you, y'all parents, y'all be wilding at these games. I'm a high school and college basketball official. Let me tell you something, man. If we did this game on this Indian Res, you know, regional game, girls too, man. And these parents got so wild, they started throwing cups on the court. They started yelling and screaming obscenities. After the game, we go into the room to change and get out. The high school administrator comes in and said, hey, guys, we're going to have to get the local authorities to escort y'all out because the game didn't go the way that the home team wanted it to go. So they was like, yo, y'all come out here. We got some words to say. I'm talking about the dads, the moms. There's about a dozen of them, man. It was crazy, son.
That's wild.
Crazy.
I seen referees had to get escorted out before, though. I've definitely seen that, which is disgusting, but I've definitely seen that.
Very common. Very common. Very common, man. And, you know, it's like we got a big responsibility here on the floor. When we hit the basketball court, we run the court. Like, our word is final. And, you know, parents don't have any say-so, but some officials, they get caught up in what the parents be saying.
Yep.
And they be interjecting with them, and that's where it goes left. And as an official, you ain't supposed to interject with the fans. You're supposed to deal strictly with the game, anything on the court. I mean, we can have a parent thrown out now.
Yeah.
But, shoot, it don't get to that far. They be ready to just handle business.
Well, have a good one, man. Be safe out there coaching them, refereeing for them kids.
No doubt.
All right, brother. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the craziest thing you've seen in a youth game, whether it's football, basketball, tennis, soccer, swimming, track meet, whatever it may be. What's the craziest thing you've seen? Call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about what happened out in Texas. Very sad. You want to break down what happened, Yeezy?
Yes. Unfortunately, a coach was killed from the youth football game, and that's Coach Mike Hickman, after opposing coaches got into an argument.
Okay. All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the craziest thing you've seen at a youth game? Hello, who's this?
This is Wayne. What's up, Envy?
Wayne, what's going on, brother? We're asking, what's the craziest thing you've seen in a youth game, bro?
Man, them guys betting on a game got out of hand the same way that happened in Dallas, and they take them games too serious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, Envy E? I done dealt with y'all before. This is Wayne from Duval, man.
Duval!
Okay, what's up?
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, now, how y'all been doing, man?
We all right. We just trying to survive, brother.
Hey, how's everything with you?
Man, you know, same old thing. One day at a time, trying to get back home. You feel me?
All right. Well, you be safe out there, brother. Hello, who's this?
DJ Red.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're asking, what's the craziest thing you seen at a youth football game, or youth game, I should say?
Man, buddy put out a chopper and went to bus.
Why?
Shooting at somebody. Inside
Why?
The game.
Where was this at?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, man.
Don't say that, Charlamagne. So we teach you just like you.
Jack and Kill, Florida. Huh?
Most of us down here from South Carolina. Our people.
Nope. Don't bring us into this. We ain't got nothing to do with this, okay? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. All right?
And I'm telling you, my people from your Yamaha, South Carolina, and the islands, St. Helena Island. So, yeah.
Whatever.
Don't look it up.
Don't bring us into this.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, brother. So, what's the moral of the story? People take these games too far, man. They're just kids' games. They're supposed to keep the kids out the street. You're supposed to learn. They're supposed to teach some discipline. They're supposed to learn about the sport, learn about the game, and hopefully take it to another level, mate. Whether it's high school, college, or even the NBA, NFL, or professional.
Yeah, I don't think none of this behavior has anything to do with the game. You know how I do. I always tell people, you know, you got to go work on yourself because this sounds just like a bunch of projection of pain to me. It's like a bunch of people that's hurt, and they hurting other people because whether it was the game or, you know, getting cut off in traffic, all they need is a reason to snap.
Or they feel like this is their, you know, they didn't make it to the league, so they want their child to make it to the league, and they're pushing their child too much, and when something doesn't go their right, they're going to make sure their kid make it to the league.
Well, shooting the coach and killing the coach ain't going to help your child get into the league.
Not at all.
That ain't what's up.
No, you're going to go to jail. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Easy.
Yes, and let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion, her first week sales projections, and why she said writing this album had her breaking down in tears at times.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, it looks like 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather have officially squashed whatever issues that they have. 50 Cent posted, yeah, Champ said he's going to pull up on me for Tycoon, so you know we're going to go crazy. Big bags coming out. TMT, Floyd Mayweather, boom. All right, previously they have been going back and forth on social media for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one point, 50 said he would even be down to fight Floyd if he was in the right weight class. Well, here's what 50 Cent had to say on The Breakfast Club about Floyd Mayweather and running back into him.
I went to go see Monique, the comedy show, during the Super Bowl weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Champ was there. Then when Monique came up, she spent like 10 minutes on set on me and Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, telling y'all need to stop the beef.
Stop beefing with each other and whatever. And I'm like, look, he don't need me. I don't need him. And it's different because a lot of the people around are codependent. So
mm-hmm.
his habits are to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
So then eventually they resolve it
mm-hmm.
a lot faster. Like me and him get into an argument. And it can go on for a lot longer. I call him Champ when I'm talking about him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to take away the discipline and the work that he put in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We got to fall in love with something. If he fell in love with the game and worked himself to a position where he's looked at as the best in it.
Yeah, I'm glad those two brothers worked it out.
Yes, here's what he had to say about their conversation.
How was that initial conversation?
Yo, why did you so long pull up on me, fam?
Wow.
Crazy, man. Why you sell all that stuff? You sell all that stuff about me. And then I'm like, yo, so when we get mad at each other, we're going to point out things and make difference. Man, he said all kinds of stuff about me.
No, he did. Y'all yeah, went, yeah, y'all did. But do y'all apologize to each other?
Yeah. When I came, he going, yo, why take you so long?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we can't get the time back. You see what I'm saying? And then he going like, yo, if you, like, yeah, I just, because I'm out here, I said, I'm gonna let me go see what you was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just popped in. He was shaking. So it means it's time to fight again.
Because
you're already back with the,
all right. Well, that's good news, the two of them.
Yeah, no, that's great news.
They were like besties for a minute.
Yeah, I'm glad they worked it out. So he's going to be pulling up at Tycoon next week on August 28th out in Houston. I think Floyd got a bunch of events he's doing with 50, so it's going to be a lot of fun out in Houston.
That's good.
All right, now let's talk about first week sales projections for Rod Wave and for Megan Thee Stallion. So it looks like Rod Wave is going to top the charts. They said he's expected to move between 120,000 to 140,000 units in the first week.
That's great.
Yes, so congratulations to him. Now, Megan Thee Stallion is expected to land at number two with Traumazine, and that album is projected to earn 40 to 50,000 units in the first week.
Now, stuff like that is always interesting to me because, you know, Rod Wave don't have the machine behind him that Megan Thee Stallion has. Not at all.
That's correct.
But look how much records he's selling as opposed to Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I feel like her album also was kind of a surprise drop because we didn't know the release date until right beforehand, too.
I didn't know Rod was coming out either.
So, yeah, so, you know, and Megan Thee Stallion has done some interviews where she talked about a lot of different things. For instance, The Rock. Remember when The Rock named her as wanting to be her pet? If there was a celebrity that he would like to be a pet for, he said that it would be Megan Thee Stallion. Well, here is how Megan Thee Stallion reacted to that on Sirius's The Morning Mashup.
The Rock would like to be your pet.
Yes.
I mean,
that's kind of like legendary. Like, I'm right? kind of epic. I feel like I used to watch wrestling all the time.
Yeah.
And like being from Houston and like watching The Rock and like how famous he is and like how much of a megastar he is and he want to be my pet. Like, period. Like, we made it. We might be a little famous.
Okay.
All right, she also talked about breaking down in tears while writing her new album, Traumazine.
This is the first time I've, like, written music about how I, like, actually feel and not how I want to feel. I kind of wanted to talk about everything that's been happening to me since, like, 2019, like, since my mom passed.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just kind of worked through it. Like, I never really dealt with it. And I'm not saying I'm, like, still in a good place about it. I'm not saying I worked through it at all. Like, I just feel like now I'm coming to a place, like, where it's all hitting me. Like, oh, my gosh, all this stuff is happening to me. It did happen to me.
Was it a release? Was it cathartic when you were in the studio? Were you, like, on the mic and you would start to cry? Like, was this, like, a therapy?
I was crying more so writing the songs than recording the songs. Like, it kind of felt like a weight off my chest a little bit, like actually saying some of these things out loud. And I feel like it feels good to like have people understand where I'm coming from.
All right. Well, everybody, that album is out now. And she does have Future on the album. Here's what she had to say about how much she paid him to do the track.
Yeah, somebody go pull $250,000 out of the bank and go drop it off to Future and tell him I need the verse before he leave. Because I feel like we was both in Miami. And I told my manager, I was like, Fierce. And I feel like it was a Sunday. But anyways, blah, blah, blah. We got the $250,000.
Okay, okay.
And I had my manager go drop it off to him in a backpack. And he gave me my verse back. First of all, he rapped over the whole beat. Like, he gave me the whole song. Future experience. Like, yeah, he gave me the whole song. So, because he gave me the whole song, I had to go in the studio and I had to, like,
edit,
put it together. Yeah.
Okay.
So then when I got his verses, I was like, I got to write some new verses, like, because I got to make this make sense. So then I got in the studio with my engineer and then I put the song together and I was like, this is Pressurelicious. This makes sense.
All right.
Wow, so, that's a lot of bread. $250,000?
Yeah, cash. Yes. Put it in a backpack, but hey, if you got that's it and you wanted right. that verse.
What bank is that?
That's not about right for a Future feature.
9 o'clock in the morning, say, let me take out $250,000 cash.
Well, she's a rapper. I'm sure she got that type of money lying around somewhere.
Yeah, you probably call your person at the bank first.
It's the bank, though, because she was in Miami. She lived somewhere else. You still got to get that money out of there.
Ain't no bank open on Sunday, is it?
What? TD Bank.
Is banks open on Sunday?
Yeah, TD Bank, I think it opens on Sunday.
Oh, I know banks open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Should I take out $5,000 on my bank? My bank was like, you have to call first, sir. Let us know.
All right. All right. Well, look, she got it done. If you got to pay the price, and she doesn't seem mad about it.
Yeah, and I saw people acting like that was a lot of money. That's Future. You know how much people get for Futures?
Of course.
That's Future, bro.
Of course. What
are we talking about it? Future got the highest selling rap album of the year right now.
Mm-hmm.
13 years in the game. Drop on a Clues Bomb for Future. Tired of y'all fronting on Future, acting like Future ain't out here breaking records.
Nobody fronting on Future.
Still having number one albums, 13 years in the game. You know how hard that is for a rapper?
I know. And congratulations right. to Future.
Well, that is your, you said congratulations to him?
Yeah, congratulations. All the stuff that he's doing. Congratulations.
I thought you meant to get that $250, like, yes.
No.
But look, if you want a feature, you got the money. That's what it costs.
That's right.
That's what it is. It's business.
All right.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Four after the hour, I need Steve Lydon. Steve is the former superintendent of the Ramsey County Adult Detention Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. We need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right, we'll get to that next. And today is
the born day
of Nipsey Hussle.
Nip Hussle, the great. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Nipsey Hussle, man. I got on Nipsey some marathon clothing sweatpants right now.
I wanted to play some Nipsey right now, if you don't mind.
Play some. What you going to play, Dedication?
Yeah, we're going to play Top of the Hour, and then we're going to play Dedication.
What's Top of the Hour?
Oh, well, that's what you got to say, the call letters.
Oh, I thought I was about to say, damn, I ain't never heard no Nipsey talk about Top of the Hour. I know he used to say Top of the Top all the time, but I was like, huh?
Nah, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum Large Size Condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum, large size condoms.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
Lord have mercy.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Sean Lee, Lord. Please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Monday, August 15th goes to Steve Lydon. Steve is the former superintendent of the Ramsey County Adult Detention Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that's where Derek Chauvin, or as I like to call him, Devil Chauvin, that murderer, that sick, sadistic individual who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Actually, the body camera footage showed it was 9 minutes and 20 seconds. But you know the evil human I'm talking about, Devil Chauvin. Okay, that's where he was being held at. And back on May 29th, 2020, Steve Lydon banned COs of color from entering the fifth floor where Chauvin was being held. Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something. America has no idea how to punish whiteness. All right. They have no idea how to punish whiteness or racially motivated hate crimes like this, because black people and other marginalized communities dying at the hands of racists like Devil Chauvin, that's been happening since the beginning of time. And this country has absolutely no idea how to properly punish them. Even when they get punished, in the case of Devil Chauvin, they get preferential treatment from somebody. Okay? Has this former superintendent, Steve Lydon, ever thought about the thousands of black men who have been locked up and, you know, watched over by racist-ass white CEOs? Of course not, right? Because a black man being locked up and watched over by racist-ass CEOs is what the prison system is all about, all right? This caste system that was created in America hundreds of years ago is still designed to protect the devil chauvins of the world. Meanwhile, it's been weaponized against us, okay? Us meaning black and brown people, okay? Black people, all right? Which is why several officers filed charges of discrimination with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, and their complaint that followed, eight officers alleged multiple violations of the Minnesota human rights, including race and color discrimination and a hostile work environment. Three of the plaintiffs asserted claims of retaliation. They alleged emotional distress as well as loss of income. All right. Ramsey County Board Chairwoman Trista Mattis Castillo. She apologized Tuesday to the officers affected. She said the actions taken by sheriff's office leadership that day were more than just wrong. They were racist, heinous, highly disrespectful, and completely out of line. No one ever should have questioned your ability to perform your job based on the color of your skin. She's absolutely right. And that's why those HCOs are going to receive almost $1.5 million as settlement for racial discrimination. Okay? I think the number is too low. I think it should be $1.5 million apiece, not $1.5 between all eight of them, because this level of care is never given to black or brown people, okay? Nobody ever stops to think about who could be discriminating against us simply because of the color of our skin. But the fact that they are still looking out for this man who is doing damn near 43 years state and federal time for murder is mind-blowing but not surprising. All right, treat that man with the same disregard that you treat black and brown people doing that kind of time for murder, all right? I'm telling you, this country does not know how to punish whiteness. If everybody didn't take it to the streets for George Floyd, then they might have let this dude get off too. All right? White privilege is beyond real. Hell, look at what's going on with Trump right now. Violation of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and criminal handling of government records. Not to mention the 10 or 13 times Robert Mueller showed he obstructed justice in the Mueller report. The feds coming to get you but don't arrest you. The reality is they don't want to arrest him. All right. The reason they don't want to arrest him is because none of these institutions were ever designed to punish whiteness. That is why people like Devil Chauvin can still get preferential treatment from said institutions. Please let Remy Ma give Steve Lydon the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
1.5 right. is too low for eight people. Every single correction officer should be getting like $1 million apiece. 1.5 apiece.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talking Channing Crowder?
Let's talk sexy men.
Now, what happened with Channing Crowder?
Sure. You tell me, guy. You guys were talking about this all morning.
Well, Channing Crowder, it was on an episode of the Pivot Podcast. Who was the guest? Who was Channing Crowder talking to? Hold on. I forgot who the guest was. Was it Denzel? Who was it? Denzel. Denzel Ward. Channing Crowder was talking to Denzel Ward. And he had this to say.
But you are beautiful.
What you mean?
Well, like, you got pretty eyes. Like, you got good skin. You got the little highlights. No. But you a dog now. I watched you play. You a dog. But did you have to fight that? Like, when
fight
you walk
being beautiful.
Out,
you mean?
You look so pleasant and nice. You know? But then you got to choke a bitch to sleep. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, do dudes try you when they see you? Be like, no. This dude got you. You had to fight that?
I mean, you the first dude that called me beautiful.
Bro, you are beautiful.
All right.
I don't even know how to respond.
Don't. Denzel Ward is a cornerback for the Cleveland Browns, too. He signed a 5-year, $100.5 million deal.
So what is the question we're asking right now?
People acting like this is wrong. Like, people acting like Channing Crowder can't say this to another man. Like, I don't know why this is an issue.
I'm trying to think if y'all have ever complimented each other like that.
I give brothers compliments all the time. Kevin Gates was up here last week. I said, Kevin, you look good. And he does look good. His skin look clear. You mm-hmm. can tell he lost weight. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he's taking care of himself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. I don't see nothing wrong with complimenting a brother like that.
Yeah. I have never said...
You got pretty eyes.
I've never said somebody looks beautiful and had pretty eyes.
You have definitely complimented me on my eyebrows. Not only have you complimented me on my eyebrows, you've complimented me on my shape.
Yeah, but I'm joking.
No, you're not joking. You can't joke like that. How can you joke?
You're not joking, bro.
I am joking. I have never said you look beautiful.
You don't look at this 41, 36, 43, body and say you joking, all right?
Especially, I remember you told him before, you said something about his butt was looking like it was sitting right or thank something
you,
like that.
Thank you. Thick thighs, bro.
It's that same difference.
I've never said this man looks beautiful.
Bro, however you...
There's nothing wrong with it, okay? You look beautiful.
Well, thank you, King.
Say it back.
I mean, I would, but you don't. you just don't.
Why would you stand like that? What are you doing?
Yeah, I would if you did, but you don't. You know what I'm saying?
I take mine back, though.
All right. If you want to get a compliment from Charlamagne, all you got to do is say the opposite. You'd be like, I feel so ugly. I'm so ugly. But no, you're beautiful.
That's right. That's true.
That's how you draw in the compliment.
So what is the question? Where do we go? We're like, how are we getting here?
That is true. Where I'll lift you up when you're down. Huh?
Lift him up. Show us.
You gonna lift me up? How you gonna lift me up?
Listen, the moral of the story is there's nothing wrong with what Channing Crowder said. People are up in arms about this for whatever reason. You know, the fake outrage that they do online. I don't
see
how you
can... arms about it?
Well, not up in arms, but you know, people are trying to say the man's whatever, gay or whatever. But my thing is, like, you can't say that people are being... you can't complain about toxic masculinity. And then when a brother is comfortable enough to give a compliment like that to another man,
you're
upset.
You got good skin. You got the highlights.
Come on, man.
I've never said you look beautiful.
You've complimented me on my eyebrows, and you've complimented me on my shape.
And it clearly meant a lot to you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I take the compliments wherever I get them. Okay? Right.
That's how we comment. Look at you.
800.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Okay, yeah, thick thighs. Okay, thick thighs.
800.
Have you not done that?
What?
Have you not said that to me?
That what? What
okay, thick thighs.
I have.
And then all you right. said they no, save lives. I remember that.
I called you Chocolate Thunder.
Now you've been being honest.
Chocolate Thunder.
Okay, good.
That's me and you.
All right.
Am I going to say it too much right now? Hey, what's the question, damn it?
The question is, do you find anything wrong with what Channing Crowder said to Denzel Ward?
No, I think y'all should talk to each other like that more frequently. Because women do it all the time. We'd be like, oh my God, you look good. Let me feel though. Is that real, girl? You been like, we talk to each other like that all the time.
You better not ask me.
I ain't doing all
that.
Let me feel it now. But I have no problem doing what Channing Crowder did.
All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy and Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Channing Crowder.
Channing Crowder, they was on the Pivot Podcast. Salute to the Pivot Podcast, one of my favorite podcasts. And Channing Crowder was talking to cornerback Denzel Ward. He's a cornerback for the Cleveland Browns. And Channing had this to say about Mr. Denzel Ward.
But you are beautiful.
What you mean?
Well,
man?
You got pretty eyes. Like, you got good skin. You got the little highlights. Like, no. But you a dog now. Like, yeah. I watched you play. You a dog. But did you have to fight that? Like, when
fight
you walk
damn
out,
beautiful.
You,
what
just,
you, mean?
You just look. You look so pleasant and nice. You know? But then you got to choke a bitch to sleep. Right, you know right. what I'm saying? Like, do dudes try you when they see you? Be like, oh, no. This dude got you. You had to fight that?
I mean, you the first dude that called me beautiful.
Bro, you are beautiful.
I don't even know how to respond.
Don't. So now the question is, what do you think of that conversation?
I see absolutely, positively nothing wrong with it. You know, I compliment brothers like that all of the time. You know, I saw Kevin Gates last week or whenever Kevin Gates was up here. And I said, yo, you look good, brother, because you can see that his skin looked healthy. He was glowing. You could tell he lost weight. You could tell he working out. You could just, you know, see that he has an inner glow about him, that, you know, he's on the right path mentally. Spiritually, physically, I don't see anything wrong with telling another.
I'm sure he appreciates another the human compliment. That.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I've never called somebody gorgeous, but I've complimented
gorgeous.
Charlamagne. Charlamagne has complimented many a times.
I've never complimented
you. Always compliment
you.
Me, bro.
Never.
Yes, you do.
You never give me anything to compliment
you always
about.
Compliment
give him
me.
A never. Compliment now.
You just touched my leg on the way out and said I got nice legs.
I did not say that. You had shorts on.
Yeah, what did you do?
I just reached for something.
See,
but I wasn't reaching.
See, I'm not playing this game with you no more.
It had nothing to do with anything other than that they was out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man. Good morning, Breakfast Club. It's your boy Chunks, man. Scratch Line ENT. Yo, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to comment, man, brother. Like, listen, we as black men, we either going to support each other and compliment each other, or we either going to criticize each other. We can't play both sides in the middle.
I agree.
We want to dress masculinity. Then every time somebody want to compliment another brother, we want to sit here and critic. Yo, come on, bro. What are we going to do? We going to support each other or we not?
I'm with you 100%, my brother. That's why I don't like the backlash that Channing Crowder is getting. Because just like you just said, either they going to complain about toxic masculinity or when we show each other love, they going to complain. Which one is it?
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Terry from Duval.
Duval, what's your comments, bro? What you think?
Hey, my comments, man. I think Shannon was talking to Ward like he was a snack, though. He was putting a lot of emphasis on his comments, and there's a difference between me telling Charlamagne, you know, I love your way your ball head looks today, or hey, you know,
thank you, King.
You look beautiful today. But at the end of the day, when you play those comments back, he was putting a lot of emphasis on my man Ward. Like, I don't know, he was kind of looking at him kind of funny.
I didn't feel like that because I you know, I listened to the Pivot podcast. That's how Channing talks. Channing puts a lot of emphasis on everything.
But he was putting in a lot on, like, how he looked, though. Like, there's a difference.
You What's wrong with that?
You know there's a difference between you telling anyone something and then him with, like, all this emphasis on ooh and ah and e. Like, man, you
make, I ain't you get all that.
Comments, man. Yeah, man,
like, I ain't hear all them oohs and ahs and e's, man.
Well, if somebody said that to you, would you just say thank you and take it as a compliment?
I would, but in the back of my mind, I might feel more uncomfortable.
Why?
Uncomfortable, I don't know this man like that.
You just told me I got a beautiful bald head and amazing eyebrows. I didn't think take nothing from that.
But I said it in a very manly way. It sounds funny, man.
All right,
brother.
I said it in a manly way. So you got to walk up to him and say, you got a beautiful bald head.
Beautiful bald head.
Impressive.
Sexy eyes.
Thank you, King.
See, 800.
Thank you, King. I appreciate that,
shut
King.
Up, man. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Channing Crowder, and this is what he said.
But you are beautiful.
What you mean?
Well, like, you got pretty eyes. Like, you got good skin. You got the little highlights. Like, no. But you a dog now. Like, yeah. I watched you play. You a dog. But did you have to fight that? Like.
Fight being beautiful. What you mean?
You look so pleasant and nice. You know? But then you got to choke a bitch to sleep. Right, you know right. What I'm saying? Like, do dudes try you when they see you? Be like, oh, no. This dude got you. You had to fight that?
I mean, you the first dude that called me beautiful.
Bro, you are beautiful.
I don't even know how to respond.
Don't. What's your thoughts on it? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Channing Crowder, and this is what he said.
But you are beautiful.
What you mean?
Well,
like?
You got pretty eyes. Like, you got good skin. You got the little highlights. Like, no. But you a dog now. Like, yeah. I watched you play. You a dog. But did you have to fight that? Like...
Fight being beautiful. What you mean?
You look so pleasant and nice. You know? But then you got to choke a bitch to sleep. Right, you know right. What I'm saying? Like, do dudes try you when they see you? Be like, oh, no. This dude got you. You had to fight that?
I mean, you the first dude that called me beautiful.
Bro, you are beautiful.
I don't even know how to respond. Don't.
And we're asking, what's your thoughts?
Y'all men need to give each other compliments more often and stop worrying about things like that. You told the man he looks good, beautiful right. Eyes, beautiful skin.
That's right. And that's nice. True.
Thank you.
Yo, because you know what's so specific about those compliments?
What?
Think about how many people you meet whose skin be looking dry mm-hmm. and ashy because they don't take care of themselves, because they don't drink enough water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Think about how your eyes be looking yellowish. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Reddish because you don't drink enough water because you don't take care of yourself. Those are top tier compliments when you compliment somebody's skin and the way their eyes look. Salute to Channing Crowder, man. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Calvin from Miami. How are you?
Hey, what's up, brother? We're talking about what's your comments on what he said?
What I was saying is, I feel like this. You can't tell the man that he can't feel offended or somebody can't feel offended. The same way if I went up to the beautiful Angela Yee and started complimenting her without her permission, she might find it as toxic and harassing. But if Idris Elba did it, she might find it is acceptable. It's about the person. You can't tell a person, hey, you have to take this compliment if they don't want it from that individual.
Well, who said that? Who said that he was offended?
Isn't that what the topic is?
No. The problem is people online were acting like there was something wrong with what Channing Crowder did by giving him that compliment.
Was the comment unsolicited?
I mean, most compliments about somebody's looks are unsolicited.
Did he ask him, how do you think I look today?
No, he did not ask that. But okay. Normally when somebody gives you a compliment, it's not because you asked for
one. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a new society we live in. You just can't assume that okay. You can say certain things to people.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. If we're trying to play by these new rules, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think your skin looks good is not really offensive.
Hello, who's this?
It's more like a healthy thing.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? This is Jamal from Springfield.
Jamal from Springfield. What's up, brother?
What's good, y'all? Envy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother.
Yo, I was calling because I hear y'all talking about, you know, the men complimenting men and stuff.
Talk to me, King.
I'm not going to hold you, man. I'm a light-skinned, 6'2", green-eyed, black guy, so it happens a lot to me, too. Old, young, every race, they kind of look at you weird and be like, oh, you get all the women, huh?
Most overrated description of a human ever when they say light-skinned, tall, with green eyes, okay?
You a hater.
Nobody cares about that 1980-something beauty standard. Yo, you got curly hair, too, huh?
He got curly
hair.
Bro. Nah, I don't. Charlamagne's such a hater. Yo, when I used to ride my bike a lot, he always used to be like, yo, I love watching you ride your bike. He
never said that.
You never said that? You did.
Never said
that. You asked me where I got my shorts from and all that.
Never said that. I did ask you about your shorts.
See?
But I never said I liked the way you ride your bike.
Yes, you do.
Uncle Charlotte, man, I can't help what my color is, man. I wish I did have that.
Most overrated beauty standard is light skin with green eyes. Y'all look like pit bulls.
You a hater.
Let your Uncle Charlotte be the first to tell you light skin people with green eyes look like pit bulls.
You a hater. Hater. Hello, who's this? You've been hurt. Light skinned brother took your girl or something. Hello, who's this?
Light skinned men and women look like pit bulls.
Yo, shut up.
Uncle Charlotte said
watch
it.
Your mouth. Goodness gracious. Hello?
Yeah, you got Brandon from Louisville.
Brandon from Louisville.
I mean, I heard what you said about this. Me and my brother, we tell each other as often as possible how good you fucking, like, I mean, you need more black brothers out here lifting each other up, complimenting them, letting them know you look good. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
Masculinity out here. You got folks out here killing each other over stupid stuff like that.
You look good.
I agree. I'm with you 100%, my brother.
All right, brother. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is never underestimate the power of a random compliment. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think there's anything wrong with a black man or any man, you know, telling another man, you know, they appreciate their appearance. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think we so superficial. We'll tell a man he got a nice car, he got a nice chain, but when a man been in the gym, you know, actually working out, or when a man's taking care of himself and you can see it in his skin, you can see it in his eyes, you can't give him a compliment? Y'all out y'all damn mind. Salute to Channing Crowder, man.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about Tiffany Haddish and her finances and also realizing her own power and impact as an actor.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
All right. Well, Tiffany Haddish is on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine, and she's talking about a whole lot of things, including buying real estate. Now, she discussed living off of $500 a month while on the Carmichael show and filming Keanu, and she said she was able to pay off half of the house that she bought before season two of the Carmichael show. She said she bought a house despite pushback from her friends. She said, I just knew I was going to have to always make enough money to take care of me and the house, and that's what I did. She said the final check to fully pay off the home came from money that she earned playing in Girls Trip. She made $80,000 for that role back in 2017. Now, Tiffany also said that she's just starting to realize her power and impact as an actor, taking classes at Harvard, like the business of entertainment, media, and sports. She said, I realized in that class that I've really been selling myself short all these years. You need the writer to tell the story, to put the story down on paper, but you need the performer to bring it to life. And she said she has turned down millions of dollars to do a post because it didn't represent her brand. Mm. And she said, more millions because her soul is worth more than that.
There you go.
Dropping the clues bombs for Queen Tiffany Haddish. Forever love for Tiffany.
Yeah, she said she has broke PTSD. A lot of us have that. You know, she said when she started making a little bit of money, that's when she knew that she had to do something with those checks. She said, now I have a surplus of money, but I'm still afraid of being poor again. Every movie I made, I would just buy another piece of land or a house.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
Okay, now she also had previously talked about asking Usher for permission before making that joke about herpes. She said, I got this joke. I curse you out with joy. I hope that you spread it. I hope you spread it like Usher spreads herpes. She said, I have said that in front of Usher. And she said that his response was, your ass is crazy. And so she said, well, there's a rumor out there saying you got herpes. I don't know if you do or don't, but that ish is funny. She said, and he agreed.
I don't know if you should ask permission for the joke. You know what I mean? Because it's a joke at the end of the day.
It
like,
all depends who, if he's gonna be there while you tell a joke.
Hey, I highly doubt that's the protocol of most comedians. You think Chris Rock says, "Hey Jay, can I have permission to ask this joke?"
It depends how far it goes.
Well, she did say if he would have said, "Don't say that no more. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with you saying that," she would stop.
Yeah, but if you do that with all your jokes, then everybody will probably feel that way. You know what I mean? Because if you run a joke by Usher, you got to run a joke by everybody else you make fun of.
All right. And speaking of comedians, rest in peace to Teddy Ray, comedian and actor Teddy Ray. He has passed away at the age of 32. We know him from multiple appearances on Pause with Sam J and Cancel Court. Mm-hmm. And a cause of death was not immediately revealed. But All Def did post, "All Def family were heartbroken and still can't believe that our brother Teddy Ray has passed away. We will miss him every day, but we know he will have heaven laughing. Our deepest condolences and prayers to his immediate family and friends."
Salute to Teddy Ray. I didn't know the brother personally, but man, 32 years is way too young to
way
be going.
Way too young, yeah.
32? You know what you can accomplish in the next 10 years of your life? So I'm saying, man, okay, the older you get, appreciate it, man. Age is a blessing. Embrace it.
All right, and Lil Fizz is going to be on Drink Champs. And in the preview, we see that he's talking about his fallout with Omarion, amongst other things. Here is that preview.
Like, I'm hitting this up, no response. Reading red in the DM, no response. I'm going on the next season talking about the group, putting the back together. I had a conversation with April on that season.
But hold on, you said on the DM?
Yes.
Wait.
Because I don't have a number.
Nah, y'all frying, man.
No cap.
You're taking it too far.
Bro, it's always been like this. Like,
nah, it's
like the dude comes
y'all
back.
Y'all don't got a group chat?
The dude comes
B2K
back.
B2K group chat?
So literally, I hadn't talked to him from that time till one day I was at April Crib before the tour even came about conversation. And he was coming to drop off his kids, and he seen me sitting on the couch. And I was like, "What's up?" And he just turned and walked away. Tried to have a conversation with him then.
Yeah, it's not just Lil Fizz either. It's Razzby and J-Book too.
B2K, J-Book, mm-hmm. Razzby, Lil Fizz. That comes out on the 19th.
Sounds
that
interesting.
Full episode.
Hey, man, make sure you subscribe to the Drink Champs podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, damn it.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. And that Drink Champs with Talib Kweli, Yasiin Bey, also with a guest appearance by Dave Chappelle, is also out.
All right. Well, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Just reminding you, there's 5 days left to my car show. Of course, August 20th in Atlantic City. Celebrity cars from everybody from 50 to Meek Mill, Little Uzi, Fat Joe, Fab, Clue. Just to name a few. There's carnival rides, games. There's a lot going on, so I can't wait to see you guys next Saturday. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes, indeed.
You got a positive note?
I do, man. I want to tell people, too, man, make sure you stream this week's episode of my late night talk show. Hell of a week. Last week, we had Michael Rapaport on. We had, who else did we have on last week? Damn, I forgot that fast. Michael Rapaport.
Brandon Marshall.
Oh, Brandon Marshall, Marianne Williamson, and Sam J. Mm-hmm. Salute to my great panel last week, Sam J., Marianne Williamson, and Brandon Marshall. And Michael Rapaport was on as well. So make sure you stream that episode right now on Paramount Plus, okay? Okay. Now, the positive note is simply this. Grace is getting something you don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what you do deserve.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all?
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm.
Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.